Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I was just listening to that music before our show.
Uh-huh.
And one of our listeners did say to me, "Man, the music before your show is crazy." I said, "Yeah, it is. It's pretty wild."
It's not our fault.
Is it? It's not another show before ours. It's
just the music they play.
Just music they play.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you don't like that music that they play before our show, call the station.
Yeah, we got nothing to do with
it.
And
let them know. And the phone number for the station is, yeah.
That's the one.
We
okay.
Forget. But you should just, you can let them know that you'd like something else. Maybe you could request
there
something
you
else before our show. Unless you like all that, you know, that type of music, which is okay. But if you don't, you'd like something different, you can call WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Look up the number on Federico Drive in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, as I look around this entire room, because usually the number was posted.
Usually, but it's not
somewhere,
now.
But it's not now.
Not here. Nope. All right.
So.
That was three very drunk chipmunks.
It sounded like a Christmas carol in a way. And if anybody could have made that, I couldn't make out a word of it. But I knew. I mean, I think everyone is familiar with our disclaimer.
Sure.
But that sounded like a little Christmas, especially when you held that note. And like your own little chipmunk choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, my husband came to say goodbye to me while I was on my computer this morning, and he said, "Oh, I'm missing your show." And he went in the kitchen to get his stuff, and he turned it on, and I had to close the door to my office and turn on music.
Did he hear the part where I said Mark is a good guy and he needs this, that kind of thing?
Didn't hear it yet, because he only listened to it a short time, and he ran to our office.
Oh, okay.
So he did hear it, but I told him what you said.
Okay.
And he said, "Really, me?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "No." And I said, "You know, we could guide you. We could guide you along. We could just, you know, guide you."
Yeah.
I think he would.
I think it would be fun.
I think he would. Maybe you should have Greg come in, too. Maybe we could have both the husbands in here at the same
time.
That
would either be a fantastic show or a real mashup.
Well, the good thing is we record it. So if it's terrible,
we can say don't air it.
We just don't air it.
Yeah, well, we don't tell them that.
Yeah, no.
But if he's listening.
Yes, he is.
We could get into a pickle.
He is. We have lots of listeners. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us know you like our show. And thank you for thinking that maybe we our little, what is it, stoned?
That's
oh, no.
Okay.
What did he call us?
The stoners. That's all right. That's
that sounds
all right.
Like a TV show.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe we're just getting a little too far out there on that edge.
I think if we were, somebody might say something, but we haven't changed.
Oh, I think we have.
You think we've changed from the beginning?
That's why my theme today is kind of like going full circle. I'm coming back to what we used to do.
Really?
Like tips and hints and hacks and things like that.
That's very strange.
Why?
Because now remember, we tell you all the time, we don't talk during the week.
That's true.
I had pulled out some things that I wanted to do. about like daylight savings time, and I've got stuff about interesting things that happen in movies. And then I thought to myself, this is the truth.
Okay.
You know, our show's about tips and hacks and tricks.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we ought to some of those in. I did a whole three pages.
Oh, goody, because I got seven.
Ticks? Really? Not ticks. No, not ticks.
Not ticks. No.
Tricks and hacks. And it's just, again, that thing we have.
Segways. I mean, I don't
we
know.
We just have
it's
thing.
Electrical in the air that just kind of.
It is. We're connected. We're just connected.
That's kind of scary.
It's not. It's good.
It's scary. What you got for holidays?
So I have for holidays. So today, the day we're recording, is March 7th. The day that you're going to be listening to this is what day? 7 to 7 is 14. It'll be the 14th. And it's Pi Day.
P-I.
P-I.
No E.
We talked about this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Pi Day. Everything you think is wrong day is the 15th, 16th.
I like the idea of that.
Oh, we talked about the Incredible Kid Day.
And I
then
got one of those.
The 16th, everything you do is right day. The 17th is Submarine Day.
I got to remember to tell Joe that he can do anything on that day.
You can tell him both days. He's an incredible kid because it's on the same day.
Yep.
And everything you do is right day.
Okay.
The 17th is submarine. So now I have a question. Is that the sandwich or is that the, is it a ship?
It depends on whether or not you're hungry.
That's true. Have you been in a submarine?
No.
Ooh.
No.
I have. Not when it's like, oh yes, I was. I went in a, yes. So I've been in one in Connecticut somewhere. A real one.
Okay.
So it's really tight.
Believe you.
Tight quarters.
I'd get claustrophobic, I think.
Oh, you would have got claustrophobic. You would have been claustrophobic on this other one. So we took a boat out, got off the boat, walked on top of the submarine, got inside because it was a tour.
Uh-huh.
And it's a tube. And there's a bench down the center of the tube.
Okay.
And then you sit back to back to someone else. And then you each have a porthole in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's tight. And we went down until we lost all colors.
Whoa.
I think red was the last color we saw.
Was it cold?
It wasn't cold. It was just, if I thought about it a lot, I got a little scared because I thought we'd never get out of here because we are packed like little sardines.
That would be me in a cave.
Yeah. Oh, you would need out.
I've done caves, and as long as I don't look at the ceiling, I'm okay.
Uh-huh. Because then you don't realize how far
close it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Awkward Moments Day is the 18th. The 19th is Let's Laugh Day. The 20th is World Storytelling Day. The 20th is Proposal Day also.
Aww.
Common Courtesy Day is the 21st. 22nd is International Goof Off Day, and I think we've gone far.
Okay.
Beyond.
All right.
So that's who we are.
The okay.
22nd is National Goof Off Day.
Now, I have three true or false.
All right.
Two are false and one is true. You replace every particle in your body every 7 years. You are literally not the same person you were 7 years ago. Is that true or false? A large percentage of the budget for Monty Python and the Holy Grail was donated by members of Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. Number three, more people in the world currently suffer from hunger than from obesity.
Huh. In the world.
Uh-huh.
And one is false?
Two are false, one is true.
Okay. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. Yes, 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 there's a second half. Yes, yes, yes. So, go.
Once you're gone through your closet and weeded out the unused items, turn all hanging clothing with the hanger facing outward. After wearing an item, return it to the hanging rod with the hanger facing the back of the closet. After 1 year, I think you mentioned this before, though, all articles of clothing still facing outwards were not worn, and you should consider getting rid of them.
Works like a charm.
Does it?
Yes. The problem I have, and I realize that it's pretty good, is that I had hung all my hangers backward at the beginning of this season.
Uh-huh.
And all but two are still hung backward.
Wow.
So that just tells me I'm not overloaded with
clothes. I can't say that.
And I've been wearing, I've been rotating and wearing stuff.
That's good. That's good.
Because you know my rule, in with a pair of pants, out with a pair of pants.
I can't do that.
In with a sweater, out with a sweater. In with a pair of shoes, out with a pair of shoes.
No, I'm not there yet.
If I had more closet space, I wouldn't be either. But I'm limited. And I owned my home before I married Mark, so I had two big closets in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And now I married Mark, and I had to give him one.
Well, that's a nice thing to do for your hubby.
Well, I thought that would be a good thing for him to have a place.
Courage him to stay a while.
Okay, so I had some things. I'm probably going to bounce around.
Okay.
So I had, here we go. I had some interesting things about daylight savings time, because we are going to be doing daylight savings time. Hopefully you're all hearing this the Thursday before daylight savings time. If you're not, don't worry about it. It's still good information.
Mm-hmm.
So it says the clock goes back on November 5th on a Sunday.
Fall forward, spring back. Fall back, spring forward.
Spring forward.
Duh-duh.
Yes, and we're going to be springing forward we're springing forward daylight savings time. Wasting time while I look at my, on the Saturday the 10th.
Okay.
It will be actually 2 in the morning, I think, because it's in the middle of the night. So I don't really care. I think it's Sunday.
Okay.
But they call it Saturday. They say Saturday, but it's really Sunday. So Sunday morning, you'll wake up.
Okay.
Daylight savings time. Germany. Benjamin Franklin is to blame for daylight savings time.
Is he now?
It says here, this is from Good Housekeeping magazine.
Oh, okay.
The founding father, who's famous for that whole flying kite thing and lightning storm incident, also came up with the idea of resetting our clocks in order to conserve energy, according to this man, David Perrault. He's author of a book, blah, 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 blah. But the practice of daylight savings time didn't actually begin until a century later.
See, I don't know if it really worked.
I don't understand why it even has to be any longer. And I know there's some states that don't do it.
Really?
Hmm. How does that work? If you live in one state and you work in another state,
you got to be really good at keeping time.
Yeah, you've got to make sure you're aware. So I'll talk a little bit more about it as we go.
Okay. I got all my info from this fabulous magazine called Family Handyman.
Aha. You gave me a book.
I did?
Yeah. Isn't it called Family Handyman? My book is called... Oh, Good Housekeeping Home Skills.
Okay, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. But this one is really short and sweet. Put a Lazy Susan in your fridge.
You won't even believe it.
How smart is that?
I am very curious as to the other tips that you have, because that's on my list.
No.
Oh, yes. And I thought, that's brilliant. And I'm going to do that. I thought of that this morning.
You've got it on your list?
Oh, yes.
Holy moly.
On my list.
Wow.
And I can't wait to hear what else you have.
I wonder how much we copied each other.
I love it.
Segue.
It's just magic. It's just magic. Keep going.
Wine cork caulk saver. Synthetic wine corks are great for sealing partially used tubes of caulk. Drill a 5/16 hole into the cork about 1 inch deep. The cork fits perfectly and makes an airtight seal.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have had that happen with caulk where I've used it and don't have a cover for it.
Right.
That's a great idea. I don't have that one on my list, I don't think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. I can't wait to hear your others. I can't believe it. The Lazy Susan is such a good idea. Daylight savings time. Remember they used to say was for the farmers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says it was never for farmers, according to this. Germany became the first country to implement daylight savings time in May 1916. It was a way to conserve fuel during World War I. The rest of Europe followed shortly, and the United States hopped on board in 1918. But even though many of us have heard the practice started to help farmers who wanted an extra hour of daylight in the fields, the opposite is actually true.
They wanted an extra hour of darkness?
Farmers actually lobbied vocally against the practice. It caused them to lose an extra hour of light in the morning.
Yeah.
Meaning they had to rush their crops to the market. And for dairy farmers, the time change, get this, throws off the cows.
I believe it.
Because farmers so loudly opposed the shift, they became associated with it in the public memory, but over time, our memory of the collective position totally changed.
Wow.
So it is not agriculture.
Do you ever try to put on your makeup at 5 o'clock in the morning when the light is not on?
No, I'd be in bed.
You're not a light keeper.
I am not up at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when it's dark like that.
Yeah.
A sticky solution to keep my square. If you use a square for carpentry and stuff, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
To keep your square from sliding on slick material when you're trying to mark with it, stick vinyl picture frame bumpers on the back. This holds the square in place while you draw the line. And don't use a pencil or pen. Use a crayon.
Why?
Because it won't wash off or smear.
Aha. Good tips. Those little... Oh, here's my Lazy Susan one here.
Okay.
Yep. Can't believe it.
All right.
You can also put those little bumpers on the back of pictures on the wall so they don't move. You know, mm-hmm. those dots that you can stick things with.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You'd put them on the bottom mm-hmm. of the frame or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yep.
I actually used just the other day hot glue.
Yeah.
I put a dab of each corner because in my office, I just look and I see one's moved. And I know it's because of like doors. Maybe doors closing
mm-hmm.
or
drafts and things.
Just I don't know, but I don't know why they move. Woodrow Wilson abolished daylight savings time at one point. He wanted to keep daylight savings time after the First World War.
Yeah, I remember that one.
After the First World War ended, arguing the extra light would help conserve energy, but those same farmers gave a resounding please no, and he abolished it as a result. When World War II began, Franklin Delano Roosevelt
reinstated it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
And he changed it and called it wartime. But when that war ended, the time change stuck. They kept
uh-huh.
it.
Yeah.
Because
people don't like change.
Yep, but because there weren't any national regulations, each municipality could set their own rules.
Talk about mm-hmm. losing time.
Mm-hmm. That led to a chaotic free-for-all, not to mention, as we imagine, a lot of people running late
mm-hmm.
for work, for mm-hmm. appointments.
That's a good excuse.
Because they had to cross random new time zones. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope nobody lost their jobs because they were late.
Oh, just come in when you feel like it. Okay.
Hmm.
Wow. A dab of glow-in-the-dark paint means no more groping for the light switch in the dark. You can buy glow-in-the-dark paint at hardware stores and home centers, and you can put it on your outlets and switches anywhere in the house.
And if you're artistic, you could make a little design or a little flower.
I think I'd just put a dash. Aren't you sweet?
Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966.
Our time.
Uh-huh. Requiring all states that observed
Daylight savings time. Yeah.
To synchronize their watches, as it were. States can opt out, and some do, according to the Department of Transportation. Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona don't recognize
Arizona
daylight savings time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Oh. I don't know why we have to have it.
I'm sure there's a lot of people to tell you.
Hmm.
The rubbery mesh, you know, the stuff that goes underneath your rugs to keep them from slipping.
Yes.
You should also work them on chairs. Use the same stuff for outdoor patio cushions. Any type of thing you don't want to slip while you're using it.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mind's going crazy.
Just cut the size you need and there you go.
So if you have cushions on your, like I have pads on my dining room chairs.
Yep.
Cushions.
Yep.
The cushions.
Yeah, yeah.
And they slip around.
Yep.
That would be a great thing to put there.
Just put one of those underneath and it'll
grab. And I think I have a roll of that.
There you go. Hey.
Hey. You know, daylight savings time doesn't make us feel better.
Mm-mm.
It says an extra dose of vitamin D from another hour of evening sunlight has to be good for us, right?
I find that in the winter I'm more tired at certain times in the night than I am in the summer. I have more energy.
Me too.
More get up and go.
Mm-hmm. So it that extra hour as far as vitamin D, it says doctors report a 24% spike in patients reporting heart attacks each time the clock springs forward.
Seriously?
The incidence of workplace injuries also rises on the day after the clocks change, as employees get an average of 40 fewer minutes of sleep than the night
before.
That's
why I nap.
Yeah. Studies have also shown that daylight savings time can lead to a brief increase in depressive episodes, more car crashes, headaches, grouchy attitudes.
Oh my gosh.
Also arise, as you probably noticed at your water cooler at work. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to stay home.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Wow.
I never knew that. Did you know that?
Not to that extent.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No need to mess up a brush to fix a wall wound. Just dip an old washcloth in the paint and throw it away when you're done. A washcloth leaves the same texture as a paint roller, so your repair will blend nicely.
What a good idea.
Yeah.
It's I wonder if you can do that with a sponge, too.
I don't know.
That's a very good idea. I'm wondering, too, if you really do have to throw the maybe it's if it's latex paint, you can wash the one.
Well, maybe.
Who cares, really? You just fix
the one. Exactly.
I saw a website. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing how to fix it. Had things like a hole punched in a wall in a kid's room, and rather than fix the hole, they drew a cartoon of like the Cookie Monster with his mouth open.
Oh, that's cute.
And I saw there was one, someone's car got hit, and it just pushed the car in. It didn't break the paint.
Uh-huh.
And they incorporated a scene, a mountain scene, and it was actually three-dimensional because there was a dent, and then they had the mountains, and it was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
They had another person that had a ding in their car, and they just painted ouch.
I love the cleverness.
Yeah, it was some really cute things.
Okay.
So it says here, will daylight savings time ever be permanently eliminated? Here's the question.
Probably
we all
not.
Ask. It says that's a good question. Fewer than 40% of the world's countries observe daylight savings time. And states like California, Florida, Montana, Arizona have, Arizona we know is out. California, Florida, and Montana have petitioned to become exempt. They don't want to do it. In fact, in March of 2022, the U.S. Senate unanimously approved a bill known as the Sunshine Protection Act, that would permanently extend daylight savings time for an entire year across the country. Entire year.
I think I'm going to ask everybody who I have appointments with to make them an hour later or earlier or whatever, just so I can keep my clock on the same.
It makes sense, but which one would they save?
That's true.
Would they save the one where it's, I would prefer lighter at night?
Yes, yes.
It says, while the bill was written to take effect in November 2023, the Sunshine Protection Act never made it out of the committee in the U.S. House of Representatives, where it would need to be passed by a solid majority before being signed into law by President Biden. In March 2023, several U.S. senators reintroduced the legislation, making DST permanent.
No.
So, you know, we're...
This is going to go on forever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's what I had to share about that.
Thank you. A wet-dry vacuum.
Oh.
Slurps clogs out of plugged drains. Even plumbers use this trick sometimes. If you need to increase suction, seal around the nozzle with a wet rag. You can actually pull the clog out of the pipe with your vacuum.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Does.
I wonder if that works in a sink drain.
Maybe. And you just seal it up around the nozzle with a wet rag, and you should have more
suction.
More suction.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Mark, our kitchen bathroom sink was running slow. Man, Mark pulled out so much hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I said, was it long hair?
Whose color?
Yeah, which color was it? Of course, I've got several. So I'll jump in with you, my dear.
Okay.
Looking for a natural way to cure a headache?
Ooh,
try cutting a lime in half.
A lime?
A lime, and rubbing it on your forehead. Huh. It's an old wives' tale, but many people say that they found success with this method.
A lime?
Yeah.
What? Huh, I wonder why.
I don't know, but I think that many of the people that listen to us get headaches. So I would just like to know if you...
From listening to us.
If they get a headache, if they could do that and let us know if it works.
Okay. This is something I think is maybe a little bit silly, but who knows. My family is always on the go, so staying in touch with one another can be tough. We thought about putting a whiteboard near the door so we could write messages, but we wanted something better looking. So we bought a full-length mirror, turned it on its side, and mounted it on the wall. Now we could write on it with dry erase markers and give ourselves one last look before heading out for the day.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
I don't, okay.
But everyone has to participate.
Yes, that's true.
I can just hear it, you know, why didn't you put your thing on the board? Because your intentions are always so good when you think of things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to remove odors from your shoes,
oh yeah,
try putting a few dry tea bags in each shoe to absorb the smell. There are many different types of tea bags out there, but it helps to choose ones with a more appealing scent. Peppermint or lemon are usually popular choices.
That's interesting. Oh, I like that. I might try that.
Why not?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
I have lemon tea.
Yeah, just stick them in the... I think that's a real good idea. I think I'm going to do that as well.
Maybe inside your socks, too.
Inside your... Like in your...
On your socks.
When you have them on your feet?
No.
When you take them off?
Yeah.
You throw them in the laundry.
Oh, jeez. That's too easy.
I am going to do the tea bags.
This is good. I like this one. Reuse a plastic clamshell container from the salad bar. If you go out to eat, they give you these little containers to take food home. Use it from the salad bar as a mini greenhouse for starting seeds in the spring. After washing the container, punch a few holes in the top, fill the bottom with potting soil, and plant your seeds. Close the lid, place the container in a sunny spot. It acts like a mini greenhouse, allowing the sun to reach the plants while holding in moisture.
That's terrific. That is terrific.
That is genius.
It really is. And to go along with that, and I might have it in my list here, if you have a large one,
mm-hmm.
you take a toilet paper cardboard roll,
yeah,
and you cut it in half, you tape up the bottom,
uh-huh.
you fill it with soil, you put your seed in there. So you could have a whole homemade one where you could put the toilet paper rolls inside
mm-hmm.
your container
mm-hmm.
and put your seed in.
And you don't need the whole roll. Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to worry about going to the store and getting your whole planting kit, because that's what I've done
yeah.
with the little lid. That's a very cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the toilet paper cardboard roll can go right in the ground.
Yes, it can, because it disintegrates.
Correct. When a car tire has a slow, we have probably seen this happen. After we take our break, we'll talk a little bit more
about this car tire.
That.
Yes. Yes.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from MyCom Federal Credit Union, 101 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, where their mission is to continue to promote the principle of people helping people while providing services that meet the diverse and ever-changing needs of their membership. MyCom Federal Credit Union, online at mycomcu.org. And do you need help heating your home? Berkshire Community Action Council may be able to help. The Fuel Assistance Program is accepting new applications beginning November 1st. This program assists with your primary heating source, including all heating types. Once you're eligible for fuel assistance, you're also eligible for a discount on your electric bill. Go to bcacinc.org for more information.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
And we're back.
And we are.
And you know what we forgot to do?
What?
On Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are.
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. If you would like to call the station for any reason at all, we have a phone number, 413-445-4234.
Whoa.
413-445-4234.
Man, I'm impressed.
We also have an email address.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Thanks for all of your emails. We love it when you email us. And remember, if you would like to be on our show, and we do have plans to have someone on our show soon, we hope, you can email us or you can call and let
yep.
us know that
yep.
you'd like to join us. It's easy. You just sit
it
here.
Is.
We
it
kind
is.
Of lead you on.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be crazy. As a matter of fact, you might help us. You might help tone us down.
How about that?
True or false?
You replace every particle in your body every 7 years. You are literally not the same person you were 7 years ago. Number two, a large percentage of the budget for Monty Python and the Holy Grail was donated by members of Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And more people in the world currently suffer from hunger than from obesity.
All right. We will have the answers at the end of our show.
Now, how about this tire?
When a car tire has a slow puncture, it can often require a whole new tire.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes doing a home repair on the existing tire is also possible if you're able to locate the source of the problem. Being able to tell where your car tire is slowly leaking air, how do you do that?
Yeah.
So, you put the, you have a,
okay.
Sudsy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see a lot of other writing here that I can skip. So I'm skipping. Uh-huh. One of the best ways to find the source of a slow leak is to mix some washing liquid and water together in a spray bottle and spray the tire all over. You'll usually see bubbles start to form at the point of where the air is leaking.
You can do that to an airbed, too.
Have you done that?
Uh-huh.
Did it work?
Yeah.
You found the leak?
Yeah.
Oh, were you able to fix it?
No.
Oh.
I stopped using the bed.
You at least found it.
Cats like it too much.
Oh, gosh. Mm. You don't have one any longer.
No.
I have gone to the auto repair place and seen that they take a tire and they submerge it in a big thing of water.
So where they can tell where
and
the bubbles are.
And then they see the bubbles. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so simple, right?
Well, we just had that similar problem happen to us with my husband's new old car.
He had a flat.
He turned his car in for another car, and it's the same year, and it's a good car, and couldn't get the lug nut off. So they finally got that fixed, and then they could find out where the air was coming out. And they
because
said it's okay.
Uh-huh.
They fixed it.
Great. All right.
Reuse an empty dish soap container as a refillable glue bottle. The small size and screw on top with attached cap are perfect for squeezing out wood glue. Be sure to rinse the inside of the container thoroughly, including the lid, and let it dry completely before filling it with glue.
Why wouldn't you keep the glue in the container it came in? Doesn't it have a squirt container?
This is a refillable.
So you buy the glue in like a jar container.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
I like that.
Okay.
Although most of us boil our hard-boiled eggs, I've never heard of this. It's also possible to create the perfect hard-boiled egg in the oven. Have you?
No.
Baking them in the oven can be much easier if you are making large quantities of eggs. The shells are also less likely to crack and splinter, making for easier washing up. So you bake the eggs in the oven. You preheat the oven to 175.
Uh-huh.
Then you it says degrees Celsius, so it's not really 175. What's 175 degrees Celsius?
Don't even go there.
Place the eggs in a muffin tray.
Do you let the eggs cool before you peel them?
Well, let's see. And cook them for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how hard or soft you like the yolk. That's all it says.
I hardly ever use an oven.
I know you don't. Well, you could try this. It'd be kind of fun. But
well, I have an oven and a toaster oven and a skillet. Electric skillet.
So you boil eggs.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
You can microwave. I don't know if you can make hard boiled, but you could scramble.
Oh, can you imagine if your egg broke, exploded in your microwave? Do you know the smell that you'd have for a few days?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Sulfur smell?
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Okay. Now, let's see, where's my... Oh, this is a good one. When you have to move heavy furniture on carpeting, don't just drag it around. If you don't have any of those little things you can buy in the store, cut the bottoms off four plastic water or milk jugs with a utility knife. Rest the furniture leg on its own slider. And that'll be so easy just to move it around.
Love it.
Because you can really ruin the legs of whatever you're moving if...
You can also wreck your floor.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good idea. Very good idea.
And easy.
I've also heard of taking the cover off of like a margarine container.
Yeah.
And flipping it over and putting it on the cover to slide it around.
Oh.
And the little ridges on the... keep it.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So the eggs. So get this. So 175 degrees Celsius is 347 degrees. So you have to make sure that your oven will do 300.
Wow.
And 47 degrees.
Okay.
Putting your pancake batter into a bowl or a jug, before putting it into a frying pan can make for a messy experience. Instead, why not try putting your batter in an old squeezy bottle,
yeah,
like your glue
or mustard.
Yep. You'll have much more control over the size and the shape of your pancake, and it will make less of a mess.
And you make a teddy bear with it.
And yes, you can. You can draw things. And it says here you can also use your old ketchup or your mayonnaise bottles or your mustard bottles or whatever you happen to have.
When it's time to clean out the refrigerator, be sure to save those plastic berry containers if you keep them for repurposing ideas. You can toss the mushy raspberries, but wash and dry the container. It's perfect for spreading grass seed on your lawn. She got excited.
You can also do, you could probably spread fertilizer too.
Don't know why not.
Oh my gosh, I just love all this stuff. You can charge your cell phone in a hurry. So if you've run out of battery or almost running out of it and you need to charge your phone fast, turn it on airplane mode. It will charge faster.
Because no calls will come in.
Everything's shut down, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So all you can do really is look at your photos, or you can't go on the internet.
Or go do something else instead of staring at your phone.
go bake some eggs. Yeah. Go bake some eggs.
A hair dryer softens the adhesive under tape or bumper stickers and makes them easy to pull off. A dedicated heat gun also does the trick if you have one.
That is so true. Did you ever wonder why when you buy a picture frame, they put the label, the price tag on the glass?
I hate that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's.
And there's so many other things that you buy where they put the price tag on the front of it.
Do you ever know about a husband who thinks he's a handyman, but he ain't, and it gets paint all over the window, and then you have to scrape it off with one of those razor blades or something? Yeah. I hate that.
I love doing that.
You do?
Yeah, if you ever need that done, I'll come do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I like scraping paint. And I also like painting trim. I don't like painting walls. I like trim because, you know, with trim, you can get a chair and you can sit there and you can get a nice tea and you got your music right there and you can sit there for a while and then stand and then sit and then kneel. But you don't have to go all the way around the room. You just sit there. It's your own little project.
I'm not going to interrupt that at all.
You know what I mean?
Okay. She's happy with that.
Cleaning a blender. This is pretty logical.
Huh?
Or pretty obvious. You're done with your blender. You put some soapy water inside. You let it run for 30 seconds. You dump it out. You rinse it out. And you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than taking it apart and cutting your hand on the blades.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
If you got a big scrubbing job on your list and you know you're going to have to use a lot of elbow grease with it, there are brushes that you can click into your drill and save the elbow grease.
Ah, yes.
I love that idea.
And you can do that to clean the grout on your floor.
Yes.
Rather than scrub.
And you just have to hold the thing. And
it does all the work for you.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So this is funny because, you know, we print out our stuff. And so sometimes, you know, I cut and paste. I'm sure you do cut and paste.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So remember our egg story about cooking the eggs in the oven?
Uh-huh.
Well, all of a sudden now out of the clear blue sky.
Okay.
There's a sentence here. Not even near where my eggs were.
Uh-huh.
It says, this is one of the most satisfying hacks on the list because the egg really does come out perfectly round and it tastes delicious. Oh, this is a different one. Oh, I have a whole different one. This is cool.
Okay.
So cancel out what I just said.
Oh.
To fry, to cook the perfect fried egg. Yeah, I know. It's confusing. I thought this had to do with our eggs before.
Okay.
But this is a new egg idea.
Okay. Okay.
So we beep, 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 beep. We backed up to cook the perfect fried egg. Try cutting a thick onion ring, putting it in the pan, and cook your egg inside the onion ring.
Or a cookie cutter.
Or a cookie cutter, but get this. the onion ring flavors the egg.
That's true.
And it says the egg comes out perfect and really good.
There you go.
I'm going to try that one, too.
Bubble wrap can help prevent blisters by placing some on the handle of a rake or bloom. Broom.
Ba-dum, a bloom?
Ba-dum,
a bloom or a broom?
Boom.
Bubble wrap.
And that also keeps deer out of your garden because when they step on it, it spooks them.
Is that right?
I've never seen it, but I'd take it for granted.
I do like on a rake. On the handle of a rake.
Yeah. Or wear gloves.
And I wear gloves.
Yeah.
Wear gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I also learned if you don't want to get dirt under your fingernails, scrape your nails on a bar of soap. Before you start working.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even do that if you're, my gloves sometimes leak. I don't know why. But I'll have my gloves on. And when I take my hands
Tell them you got to go before they leave the house.
I will. I'll do that. I will.
You can replace every particle in your body every 7 years. You are literally not the same person you were 7 years ago. True or false?
I think that's false.
It is false. According to research, our bodies replace many of their nearly 30 trillion human cells regularly, but some of the body cells, like those in our brain, heart, and eyes are with us our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to go down to the teleportation, don't worry about it. You're still going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
A large percentage of the budget for Monty Python and the Holy Grail was donated by members of Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd.
I think that's false.
It's true.
Really?
Eric Idle has revealed how much he put into it. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which came out in 75, according to a tweet, Led Zeppelin contributed £31,000, Pink Floyd, £21,000, and Jethro Tull, $6,300.
Is that so?
More people in the world currently suffer from hunger than from obesity.
Is that right?
False. There are more people with obesity than there are hungry. Most people in the world currently suffer from obesity than from hunger. Obesity is now a greater threat to global health than hunger. A new Lancet study has found more than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese as the number passed from 1 billion for the first time.
I have been reading a lot about that. Not reading like a book, but in the news more and more. United States, from what I've heard, is the worst.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the fast food, packaged food, eating out. McDonald's, I will say fast food.
Uh-huh.
I won't point to anybody.
Mm-hmm. They're all guilty.
Yeah, and children. Children, it's very, very, very much a concern from what I've read, because their bodies being like that now does not help them when they're older with their health.
Okay.
So that's a concern.
That surprised me. It really did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a lot of hungry people, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we will see you next time.
Yay.
Thanks for listening.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.